basically on July the 5th, my wife went to her business, Urban Tales, to take care of the dogs, the boarders on a Sunday evening, fed them, watered them. She was by herself. Normally I would be with her, but Councilman Taunton and myself were at my house. I'd bought some doors for, from True Value, and he, as a friend, was helping me hang them. And she came, when she got off work, she backed out of Urban Tales, and she had to go right through downtown. Two vehicles full of people in their 20s boxed her in at a stop sign, got out of the car, started beating on the car, calling her names, telling her to get out of the car, and in some other explicit language. She called 911. Both officers were tied up on a call where someone had shot into an occupied vehicle, so they couldn't respond. They heard her on her Bluetooth with the police station, and they took off. She then drove home to get me. She showed up hysterically crying. I calmed her down. I said, well, let's go fill out a police report. Well, on the way to get to fill out the police report, I'm coming by CVS, and I see that the red light is about to change red. So I move into the right lane, go through 5 points, and take a left on James Street to cut through that way. At that time, the two cars that had boxed her in were doing about 60 miles an hour head on toward me. Okay. She said, oh my God, there they are right there. They flew by me. I turned around trying to get a tag number. Okay. Because both police officers are tied up. Nobody can respond. They're driving erratically. I follow them down Jordan Avenue. They pull in over by Toddy's Cleaners, and I pulled in to try to get some information, who you are, what's your VIN number and everything. And there was a verbal altercation between me and one of the drivers. Now, there was two carloads of people, probably about 8 to 10 people in these two cars, males and females in their 20s. All right. We got into it. I'm not going to lie. I was heated. They were heated. The verbal altercation. After that, I got back in my truck, and I went to the police department to fill out a police report on them harassing my wife. They saw me going into the police department. They came to the police department. They filled out a police report on me. Okay. The city of Tallahassee could not hear the case because I work with them, so it had to go to Elmore County. The circuit clerk there, Michael Dozier, is a personal friend of my wife and me. He brings his dogs to us, so he thought it was a conflict of interest, so he could hear it. That's why this past Friday we had to bring a judge from another county in to hear their side of the story and my wife's side. I was never interviewed or anything like that. Basically, the judge decided, hey, it's going to go to court. I'll go to court October the 7th for a misdemeanor. If found guilty, it'll probably be just a fine, a few hundred dollars. It's a misdemeanor. It's not going to be any jail time or anything like that. But what only thing I think I'm guilty of, Michael, is being a husband. And I don't know how most people in this city are, but in my house, God comes first, then my family, then this job.